I got to ask you, I've been wondering ever since that wonderful call to Art, do you have any reports of people, for instance, who were blind that saw during an NDE?
Oh, absolutely, Raleigh. We have a series of people that are blind, including blind from birth people. You're actually referring to a show that occurred September 19th, 2004, and the guest was Vicky. Vicky, not only was she blind, but she was profoundly blind from birth. She'd had absolutely no visual stimuli her entire life and had actually no physiological way in which she could have any type of visual experience. And yet, as you described, when she had her auto accident and nearly died in the emergency room, she saw herself from the typical point of consciousness being above her body. And you're right, she was profoundly upset about this because it was so unfamiliar to her. She was actually terrified. Now, Vicky is not an isolated case. There's been several dozen people that are blind, many of which blind from birth, that have been reported to have near-death experiences that are mainly visual. So there's no doubt about that. And as all your listeners know, that is absolutely medically inexplicable. It's absolutely impossible for people to be having these type of visual experiences, and not just fragments of vision or, you know, maybe I think I see something. I mean, the visual aspect of these near-death experiences of these blind individuals is profound and every bit as detailed as people that are able to see and have a near-death experience.
Which is really fascinating start to finish, especially for people like Vicky, I didn't remember her name, but yes, that was the call, who are so disturbed by this because you really can't compute it. You know, those of us who can see don't realize what it's like if you've been in a world from birth where you can't see. Seeing is not the happy moment of your life.
Yeah, as part of it is, it's, you know, of course, after she calmed down, she was okay with seeing, but it's just so incredibly unfamiliar to her. In fact, she didn't really recognize herself laying on the emergency room cart. It was only after she correlated her, for the first time in her life, her visual sensation with, actually she had felt her hair and she could see this person had long hair. And interestingly, she was able to feel a ring that she was wearing. She correlated that with what she was seeing. So absolutely astonishing to hear Vicky, in that very dramatic show that we had about her first visual impression. And again, you know, as far as the reality of near-death experiences, if that were the only case ever reported, that wouldn't be that convincing. But there are many, many others that have had, that have been blind, that have had near-death experiences. And in fact, our part of our research effort, we've identified the first person who was deaf, profoundly deaf from birth, who had a near-death experience where he was able to hear, if you will, hear. So there's no question that even in people that have these types of profound handicaps, these handicaps are not operant when they have their near-death experiences.
Now, we're talking about individuals, whether they are impaired or not, when they're in this experience, usually up on the ceiling. And I love the information that apparently there's a British hospital that's now going to start put things on high shelves to see whether NDEers actually see them. But we all know you'll kind of look down on yourself and you can see yourself. But how about seeing themselves out of their body? In other words, you know, they've left the operating room or what have you, or they're walking like the woman over to the nurse's station. Do any of these people perceive themselves in a body at that point?
Yeah, great question, Raleigh. We actually asked our near-death experiencers that on the web form. What was the appearance of your body in the out-of-body state? And it's variably described. People will often describe that it's translucent or transparent. Especially early on in the experience, they tend to have their own arms and legs. As their experience progresses, and especially for the more profound or transcendent NDEs, it's much more typical that they describe their appearance as being less humanoid, more like balls of light, energy. Often there's an interconnection of other beings or energy around them, so it can actually change throughout the experience. And certainly, when they're in, even in that initial out-of-body experience, they're actually unable to interact physically with their environment. Very commonly, we hear how near-death experiencers try to touch. Often people resuscitating themselves or other physical objects that are in their environment, and their arm goes right through them, for example. So that's the type of characteristics that people describe of themselves in this initial out-of-body state during near-death experiences.
Yeah, I remember the story of the woman that you had walking down a hospital corridor, and she kind of freaked when she realized her shoulder was actually in the wall. And so, you know, that idea that you can go through, you know, objects we normally think you can't. Now, how about, so individuals can see themselves at some point. Now, when you and I get up in the morning, we kind of go to the closet and we decide what are we going to wear. So when these individuals, clearly I don't think they see themselves, you know, in the hospital gown as they're walking down the hall or whatever, what are they wearing?
Well, that's a good question. I think very early in their experience, as best I can surmise from the NDEs, that seems to be sort of what they were wearing at that point in time. And again, as their experience progresses and becomes more transcendent, they're less likely to be wearing usual clothes as they become less humanoid and more energy or light-like, if you will, then they will be less likely to wear what we conventionally wear during our earthly existence.